Chapter 3. In all her 26 years, Irene had never known she possessed a hot temper. She'd always considered herself a level-headed sort of person, calm, steady, and reasonably good-natured. But as she watched the door swing shut behind the Duke of Torquil, she felt anything but calm and steady, and she realized she had been quite mistaken in her own character. She wanted to go chasing after him and tell him just what he could do with his pointless forms of address and his condescending manner. But she could not seem to move. Her feet felt embedded in the floor. Her body burned as if on fire, and her blood seethed through her veins like lava. All in all, she felt like a mountain in the full throes of a volcanic eruption. If smoke had started billowing from her ears, she would not have been surprised. "Oh," she said, a huff of air that seemed dismally inadequate to the situation, but there was no other satisfactory outlet for her feelings. The knowledge that her outrage was of the impotent variety only served to increase it. "Oh," she said again, her hands balling into fists. "What an awful man." The door opened and Clara came in, a tea tray balanced on her forearm. She stopped by the door, glancing around in surprise as she shifted the tray back to both hands. "He's gone already?"
"Unless he's lingering in the outer office like some harbinger of doom," Irene muttered, scowling.
"Then yes, he's gone, thank goodness." Her gratitude at the man's departure did not seem shared by Clara, who looked inexplicably let down. "And I fetched tea from the kitchen and everything," she said, lifting the tray in her hands a bit higher as she came into the room.
"He wasn't worth the trouble."
"Irene, how can you say that? He's a duke."
"A duke? Well, my word, and la-dee-da."
She pressed the back of her hand to her forehead. "I shall need my smelling salts in a minute. I'm that overcome."
Before her sister could reply, there was a tap on her open door, and she looked up to find Annie, their parlour maid, standing in the doorway.
"If you please, ma'am," she said, dipping her knees in a quick curtsy, "Mrs. Brant's..."